into the question.
Maybe he's going to just the end first.
Oh. Go to the end. Okay.
I can leave at any moment. Yeah.
Physically or spiritually or any way you want. Yeah. Okay. So, the shaila is, if a person is not sure if he missed a word in the Megillah, do we go l'kula or do we go l'chumra? Okay, that's the shaila. So, the shoyrish of this shaila is because you have a case in the Gemara on Daf Hei that the city didn't know if they were 15, if they were mukav chaim or not. The Gemara gives two examples. One is Tveria, because Tveria had a wall three sides, and the fourth side was the sea. So the Gemara has a suffix Ladina. Is that called the same as a wall? Because it is, as far as militarily, it's just as good, because you can't have direct access from the enemy. Or, no, maybe it has to be mamish closed off with a wall that you can't see in. And the Gemara says it's a suffix. There's another case that the Gemara brings of a city, Hutzal, where there was a machlekes. Some people said the wall was put up earlier. Some others said it was put up later. So, yeah, and the deadline is Yeshua, and there was a machlekes. So in these cities, the Gemara says that they used to lean on both days. So the Ran says that that was a midas chasidus. All these cities are not minadin, because minadin, safik derbanan lekula. And you only need to lean one day. You can't get away with nothing, of course, but you don't have to lean both days. Well, I don't think you can make a bracha both days, for sure not. And which day would you make the bracha on? I mean, la halacha, I know you make it on the first day. So that's what the Ran says. That would really be enough. You would just go ahead and lean on the first day. And they were midas chasidus, they leaned both days. But we don't paskin like the Ran, even though many Rishonim right there like the Ran. The Ran, Rashba, I think Ritva, they all say that. But we go with the Rambam. The Rambam says that there is a Chiyav min Adin, that they need to lay both days. So the question is, what's Pshat in the Rambam? What happened to the rule of Savik Rabban and Lekula? Okay, so there are a few answers given to this. The first answer, the Prima Gada wants to say, that we have a famous Ran, right, from Arba Kaisis. The Gemara comes out that really you only lean by two of the Kaisis. There's a Machlaikis there. One Mandomer says it's the first two, the other one says the last two. So what do you do? What do you do, Lamai? He says, look, the Ran, you can't not lean by all of them. That's impossible. So Mimela, since there's no way to decide, you've got to lean by all of them. So Mimela, Zok the Prima Godim, maybe that's what the Rambam did, the same thing over here. The Rambam said, you can't not lean by any of the days, so then you'll have to lean by both. So that could be the reason of the Rambam. Now, of course, I just mentioned, I mean, that's a problem. The Ran is the one who said that himself. Right, he's the one who said it, and now you're using it to turn around against him. The Ran who said it by the Arba Kaisis, he's the one who said that you don't have to lane both days. But so actually the Mishal Melech in Hilchos Megillah asked the steer in the Ran. So he says a very nice teretz. He says what the Ran, if you look what the Ran said if we're not gonna, if he says you can't say that the din is that you don't do reclining at all, because then goodbye, there won't be any more drabbanan in the world. So Elamai, you have to do it by all. So the Ran only said it because it's a question in everywhere around the world. Everyone in the whole world doesn't know, do you recline by the first or by the last? So if you're going to be Makel, the whole world will lose the drabbanan. So that's where the Ran said, then the din is, we just say do both. Tveria is only one city. Nothing's going to happen to the whole world because of Tveria. So over there, the Ran doesn't apply. That's what the Mishal Melech says. There's another answer given. You mean is it less of a Tircha? You mean to recline?
Tircha is safer to do both, to lean it both day. But to recline for all of them, what's the
deal? It's not a big deal. Ah, I hear. Okay. There's a few different chalukim that different svarim say, but the Rambam maybe doesn't hold to be machalik, and the Rambam holds whenever you don't know which way to go, you have to machmer both ways. That's one answer. The Beis Yosef himself wants to say a chiddush. I mean, he brings it from someone, Rabbeinu Yosef, Harav Rabbeinu Yosef, wants to answer that the truth is the Rambam doesn't mean every time you have a suffix, you would be machmer to do both days. He only means cases similar to that of the Gemara. What's special about the cases in the Gemara? Tveria for sure had a wall. The Shaila is if it's a good enough wall. In Hutzal, there were people that said they know that it was really 14, and other people were saying they know it's 15. All these things are equal to the level called Ikba Isura. There's a level when you know Ikba Isura, there's definite Isur in front of you. So only over there the Rambam was Machmer, because it's a fact that you have something showing for the side of Isser. But if the issue would be Taka, that I just don't know, like nobody knows, nobody can remember when the wall was put up, so it's not Lefanecha a Tzad of Isser, in a Chanami the Rambam would also be Mekom. Okay, so that's his pshat. Then comes the pshat that's the most important for us. And this
why then,
is
why do they do? Why are they? Why is Mako mean on the 14th? Because it's a suffix. They have to do it the same suffix.
Well, why would? Are you saying why should you pick the 15th? Is that what you're asking?
Well, neither.
Oh well, neither. You see, the Ron says you can't ever make it to the point when you know you're doing something wrong.
The suffix. I mean, that's you said that that's only where you would be mavatli totally.
You mean according right? In other words, the Rambam's sheet is that if, because of the suffix, you would say, I won't do it at all, which is definitely an impossibility, then in such a situation, you can't use the rule at all, and you have to do both. Then that's the nerds of what the Rambam's mahalak would be, according to that answer. Then the last answer, which is the answer that I want to get into the most, is the Rambam holds that Mikra Megillah is Chomer Tvei. Because since it's Dibrei Kabbalah, since it's from Navi, it's not just a regular Drabbanon, so on a Sufik Dibrei Kabbalah, you have to be Machmer Tvei, like Ke'en Deraisa, and Sufik Lechumer. That's the Prima Gaudim's other answer.
And so the Turi Yevin said that,
exactly. Turi Yevin was very into that answer. And really, it's a thing in many Acharonim already. They know Rabbi Yehuda and many Acharonim talk about this, that by a Sufik Dibrei Kabbalah, you have to be Machmer. Now, that is the answer to the original question, right? Now, we're done, really, if you want. The answer is that if you're Machmer, if you say the first answers, then it comes out that really the Rambam holds that Sufik Megillah is really Likula. And it's only because of side issues that we have a Mamon of Shach problem, or it's because Ikve Yisura, but then if you're not sure if you heard a word, you are okay, because it's a regular Suffolk Drabban and Lekula. But if you say the third answer, that Suffolk Dibrei Kabbalah Lechumra, then you're going to have to hear the Megillah over.
Do we hold by Matilas Adayim? Isn't that Dibrei Kabbalah?
No. No, that's not Dibrei Kabbalah. Shlem Amlach was misakin certain parts of Matilas Adayim, but it's Dibrei Kabbalah has to be in the Navi. Has to be mentioned in the Navi, right?
So
if a Navi of Dibrei Kabbalah, the examples given in the Achronim are Nidui Cheirem, which is learned from Eru Meirois. The Netziv says it on Kriya, which is learned from Vayikra Iyov and Vayikra Elisha.
Do we find that by the
Tanesim? The Turi Evan says it for Tanesim. Yeah, not Tanis Esther, of course, because it's not
the other ones.
All the other ones are mentioned in Navi. He says it for that. The Gabi having to fast during Ben Hashmashes. A few Noise Kalim on the Rambam say it for Nazirus Shimshin. Nazirus Shimshin was from the Malach in Pshaiftim, and they say Dibri Kabbalah L'chum over there. Those are the ones, the main ones that I know that the Achrayim, like, early ones already, Kesef Mishnah even, they'd say those cases. Okay, now, halacha.
When you say something, they is that lechatchila b'di'evad you are if you didn't happen to hear it again?
It's like safek d'oraisa l'chumra. You have to. I mean, if you didn't,
you went by and you didn't. I mean, you're saying no. You're definitely.
You are according to that. You're chayuv to hear it again. Like if let's say a guy wasn't sure his lulav was good, that kind of thing. Same thing. If he wasn't sure that he was suffic that lulav was pasul, he has to do it again. If he didn't,
yeah, but if you didn't do the lulav again, you weren't good. So
you might have. You have 50% chance.
Maybe you're
exactly. That's a.
But maybe you were.
Right. You don't know, and you were obligated to redo it, and if you didn't. Halvai, that's it. But you're in trouble. Yeah.
So
you have to do it again.
So it's not a derabbana, like
it's higher than derabbana. Excuse me. It's well, Hanukkah is not in the Navi. Hanukkah is in the derabbana.
Right. So it's
higher than a derabbana. It's a different Kabbalah. It's a higher level, and it's a chumer.
Now, to do with pesum and isa that made it.
Not because of Zunisa, because it's written in Ksuvim. It's written in the So now, which one do we paskin? Well, the Mishnah Brura brings down the Prima Godim Omar, that if a person isn't sure if he listened to Megillah, he didn't give the case of the few words. If a person wasn't sure if he heard Megillah or not, he's got to do it over, because Safik Divrei Kabbalah L'Chumra. So Mishnah Brura seems to be machshiv that teretz lahalacha, and memela the din should be that if he's not sure if he heard a word, he has to hear it over again. Now I saw in just to be more down to the lamaya down to you know the last they have the thing from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and there they have there that din mamsh that if a person is mesupek if he heard a word, he's got to hear the Megillah over again, and based on this Mishnah Brura. Now, I just want to mention, he says two things practically, he says. The first thing is, if you were in the shul and the Baal Kari has a normal voice and you have normal ears, then you heard it. Don't say you're not sure if you heard it. That's the first thing. If you really falling asleep or you're, then okay. But if, let's say, you're listening, but some people, they're, I'm not sure if I heard the word, I'm not sure if I heard the word. He says, garnished. You heard it. No, there's a lot of cases where it's not so OCD.
It's like a word before after Haman.
And sometimes you think you didn't hear it. He said that all those are count. Not only that, he said, if you say to the Baal Kair,
in other words, a person
was totally out of it.
Yeah,
not sleep. Rav Shlomo Zalman said like this. This is his advice: if your finger is still on the place, that's called you did hear. But if your finger is back there and you wake up, that means you missed it. That's how. That's the how the rule goes. If you're doing this,
don't put your finger on the place.
Yeah. That now I want to say over two other things very good to know. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman said over from the Chazon Ish that if let's say you didn't hear the last letter, a lot of times you can't hear the Sofis. That's good. It's still good if you didn't hear. And he even said a bigger chiddush that I'm pretty sure, but I have to look again. I'm pretty sure he said that even if let's say sometimes somebody said Amen and you didn't hear the last letter because people were saying like Mekadesh Hashaba and they already said Amen, it's also good. I'm pretty sure he said even that case. That's one thing. And then he said, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky said another thing, that if you hold the Baal Kari said it wrong and the Baal Kari tells you I said it right, yeah, and then you are even Yotze. Because he knows better than you, Epis. That's what they have written there. Okay. Anyways, but if it is a Sofik, if you do have a Sofik, then he say you have to go over. Now, once I'm on it, it's going to be Nogea later. There's a Shiloh like this. Is the Divrei Kabbalah at night and at day, or only in the day? Now, the Prima Godim's personal Shita is that they're both Divrei Kabbalah. How do I know? Because the Prima Godim says that since Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, you shouldn't start laning at night until it's Vare night. Even though, like by Sfira Sa'imer, the Taisus says that you can be Saimich since it's a Rabbanan on Shbein HaShmashes, but this is Divrei Kabbalah, you should wait till it's Vare night. So you see, he holds it also by night. And also, That's his sheet in a few places. He goes through the shiloh that them, all the Mepharshim talk about. That in the Megillah itself, it always says, Yemei Yemei. It never says the night laning. And the, where does the Gemara get the night laning? From a different pasuk out in Tehillim. Lamani Zamech Chavad Velo Yidoin. So the Prima Gadim says, don't think that that's a later takana. It was Mordechai and Esther, but they made it later. Mordechai and Esther themselves made the night one after they made the day one. That's his derech. But they were both Divrei Kabbalah. That's what he holds.
And this month of the day is well, no earlier than Nates?
The Nates is L'chatchila, but the Eved it's from Alois HaShachar, okay, but L'chatchila, it's right, it's like anything else. That is, now,
that
very complicated run that holds that the Yudal and Tesvav was afterwards, right? Are you talking about the Kfarim? The Kfarim is later, yeah. But the Yudal and Tesvav is in the
middle. That's right in there.
That's right in there, yeah.
But how can you say it's Divrei Kabbalah if Lamaisa comes from Tehillim?
Well, Tehillim is Kabbalah too,
yeah,
I guess.
But it's not. But it's that Befeirish, you mean? For that. They were like,
Darshan it.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's like a Drusha.
You mean, how do you know Drusha counts for Divrei Kabbalah?
Right.
Okay, I don't know.
Because then there'd be many Divrei Kabbalah.
I mean, it sounds like the Rajba takes that Drusha real seriously, because the Rajba asks, he says, how there's like, I hear a theory here. It says, you may. So it's like the Rashba, yeah, it does say you may, but it also says in these Karim Vinasim, so it's also the night. I mean, it sounds like he takes it real, like a real drasha. So that's what he holds. Now, the Mishnah Brura in two places writes not that way. He brings from the Yeshuas Yaakov that the day one is Divrei Kabbalah, but the night one is Drabana, which is also the Turi Evan held like that, and the night being the two. So I would have said that really, if you have a shayl, if you miss the word at night, you are yoytzi, you go lekula. That's what I would have said. But if Shmuel Kanetsky, he's machmer at night also, he goes to Prima Gadim all the way. That the night is also Divrei Kabbalah. Okay. Now, we're after that whole akdama, now we'll come to the question that I want to ask, like this. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch that a katan cannot be the Baal Kairi. A katan shegiya lechinuch cannot be the Baal Kairi. Now, the question is that the same din is mentioned in Chanukah, by Chanukah, that a katan can't light the menorah for a gadol. But there, the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh oimim, if he's a giya lechinuch, he could. So the Magen Avraham asks that it should say the same thing here. It's the Bala Itter, and he said it for both. The Bala Itter holds it by both. So why did the Shulchan Aruch only say it there and not here? So the Mishnah Brura brings this down, and therefore he brings it down from a Sefer. What's the name of the Sefer? Ikrei Dinim. In the name of the Sefer Sama Dechaya, that if you're stuck, B'mokam Adechak, and there's no Godel Baal Kere, Yochol Katan Shigia Lechinuch Lohoitzi. Okay? That's what he paskins in Mishnah Brura. Not even in the Shartzian. Right in the Mishnah Brura. B'shas Adchak, you can be Seimach on the Mechaber by Chanukah and use it for Purim also, that Higiel Echinuch is good enough to be a Baal Kair.
And nobody's Mechaber between Kabbalah and
Rabban. Oh, so Frecht, the person, Rabbi Kleiman, who put out the Rabbi Akbar Shmuel Kanetsky, says, I don't chap. If the Mishnah Brura brings all over that the Divrei Kabbalah is worse. So we know there's a famous klal that if you're a higher chiv, like trei derabanan and one derabanan, right, they can't be mighty one another. So even if the iter is not machmer for that, but over here, why can't you say that the pshat is, that's why we're more machmer by Purim? Because since this one is Divrei Kabbalah, and the other one is just the kid is only a chinuch, he's not a Divrei Kabbalah. So that's why it's worse. Mashenke Bachanika, where it's only a Durabanan. So a Durabanan can be mighty a Durabanan. And the truth is that two svarim say this pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. The Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kelelis, where he goes, he starts off the Prima Gadim of the Psicha of all the levels of mitzvahs. So lowest ties, they have like 10. First, Drabanan, or Minik, then Drabanan, then Divrei Kabbalah, then Essay, Loisei, goes higher and higher. So in Divrei Kabbalah, he says the answer to the two Shulchan Aruchs is Chanukah, it's all the Rabbanon. So the kid could be Maitzi, his father, even though he's Chinuch, but the father is also a Drabbanon. Mashenken by Purim, the kid is a Drabbanon, and the Baal, and the Gadol is a Divrei Kabbalah. It doesn't work.
You don't want to say trade Drabbanon, there's no problem with Chanukah with trade Drabbanon.
Well, the Iter doesn't machmer for that. Oh, that's what the Iter is. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the Iter, right.
And we're talking about the daytime, right?
Well, the Mechaber is stop.
So
oh, very good. That's Mamash what I want to say. What you're saying is very good. So that's what the Prima Gadam answers. Avni Nezer also says this teretz for the two Shulchan Aruch. So he says, Tzarichi in Gadol, why wouldn't the Mishnah Berurah say it? So the first thing is what you're saying. You could say very gishmak. The Prima Gadam is Lishitasai. Why? The Mechaber says a katan can't be the Baal Kairi. He doesn't say only in the day. He says a katan can't be the Baal Kairi at all. So the Primi Gadim holds that the night and the day are both Divrei Kabbalah. So Memela, it's a solid answer. Purim is always Divrei Kabbalah, shiny. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the night is Drabbanan, so he won't get anywhere with that answer. Because you're only half an answer. It doesn't help for the night.
Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah should have been Mechala between night and day.
Oh, but still, right, it's a shtickel har on him anyways, because at least in the day he should say, don't use the katan. Right, so it's still shtikolar. Okay. So in order to say what I really think the pshat is, the pshat's like this. You see, when it says that two levels can't be might see each other, like Lamashal, the Machmirim say, a two drabbanon can't machmir a one drabbanon, can't might see a one drabbanon. It's not a general rule. It depends which kind of a drabbanon. For example, a chinuch, over there you say, a chinuch derabbanon can't moitzi a gadol derabbanon, because that's like two different levels. But Taisus himself already says that let's say one's a summa, and a summa is also a two derabbanons, because, like Rabbi Huda, you know, Rabbi Huda says summa patr mitzvos. Taisus, that's already close enough, because he's in the same level, just because he's a double derabbanon, or let's say there's a Taisus in Sukkah, it's mevur, a isha. Even if an Isha is a double drabbanon, she can might see a man who's a one drabbanon. Because it's not everything which is two drabbanons matters. It's not a number game. If it's two drabbanons, one drabbanon. If you're all drabbanon, you're fine. Even if you're stronger and weaker, you've got to be entirely in a different category. Like chinuch can't be might see a drabbanon. Because chinuch is chinuch. The Rabbanon don't look at it like the same thing as a real Rabbanon. But two things in the same category are the same. So now, what we really have to define over here is, when we say something is Divrei Kabbalah, what do we mean? Do we mean that it's a different category or not? Oh, exactly. So we'll get this one thing at a time. So we'll say like this. The first thing is, the Rambam writes, Beferish. We'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam writes that if a Navi would tell you that Hashem made the mitzvah of Megillah, he would get a lav of Baal Tosif. Because there's no such thing in the world as any more new things coming from Hashem anymore. Right? Eila HaMitzvahs, a Navi Rashel Chadish, Baal Tosif. So the Rambam said, so then what is Megillah all about? So the Rambam says, Megillah is a regular Drabbanan. They said, we're making it. Mordechai and Esther said, we're a Beis Din. We're making Megillah. That's his big claim. So the Imrei Baruch says a question. He says, so then what is the concept of Divrei Kabbalah? What's a Divrei Kabbalah already? It's mentioned in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Tzoyim Gedalia is a Divrei Kabbalah. What's a Divrei Kabbalah? It's the same thing exactly as every Drabbanan. Comes along a Beis Din and they make a rule. So what makes it a Divrei Kabbalah? So he says, he knows that there's a Gemara that says in Makkos and in Megillah that when they made the Kriyas Megillah, his Kima Beis Din Shalmaila. Hashem was maskim to it. Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu l'mayla mashikiblu l'mata. He says, very nice, but I don't see why that should turn into anything special. I mean, so you got a nice yashikoyach, a pat on the back, zeir shein. But why does that make it a Divrei Kabbalah?
Isn't the whole concept of Rotzon Hashem?
Oh, so you mean there, it might be something to it. The fact alone. You mean there is such a thing that we know that the Baruch Hashem is Nicha. That's what I always thought until I saw this in Mirborach. I thought that according to the Rambam, it just means Taka, since the Baruch Hashem is Nicha, makes it more strict. But he's not so happy with that. So I saw two other Perushim and how the Rambam understands the whole idea behind
it. Makes our need to do it
stronger. Okay. Even though it's no chiv from Shemayim, but you know Shemayim wants it, so it makes it, it makes
elevated,
it.
It's an elevated mice.
I hear. Okay, that's a good way to say it.
I mean, but what was the simon? Okay, I mean, what's the simon that Shemayim wants it? But bites are the same Kabbalah. the same ruach hakodesh that inspired the
no,
the in other words, the mila of the deraisa is that.
The Baruch Hashem said so.
You
commanded it. Commanded it.
And that's what the Rambam was talking about.
Right, and he said,
once you get into the, well, Kibbalah, okay, so we have Alpi Ruach HaKadosh, they were masking. But that Ruach HaKadosh is no better than...
That Ruach HaKadosh is not a chiyuv at all. Just shows and us that the Baruch Hashem is nichalei in it.
It's no better than the Ruach HaKadosh that made Megillah.
Well, they made Megillah not with Ruach HaKadosh. They just are best in the Chachamim, and they decided you should do it. I'm sure everything they do it has a certain siyata nishmai. We're not talking about that, but this is.
Once you get into Ratzon Hashem, that's what you're talking about.
You're saying everything, anyways, the Baruch Hashem wants.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's what's bothering the Imrei Baruch more or less. That the fact that the Baruch Hashem is maskim doesn't seem to be a halachic reason to make it more chum. So I saw two other perushim in what Divrei Kabbalah would mean. One is Rabbi Shmuel Zavsky. He says that the perish of Divrei Kabbalah lefi the Rambam bechol mokim, all places where you find this nusach Divrei Kabbalah, is Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded those chachamim, whoever they were, Mordechai Esther, let's say, go ahead and make that mitzvah. He commanded them to make the mitzvah. So I am only doing a derabbanan because I wasn't told anything. I have the Rabbanan because Mordechai and Esther made a din Rabbanan on me. They were told, Mina Shemayim, that they have to make the mitzvah. Ah, you'll say, how did Hashem do that? I thought you're not allowed to have any new mitzvahs. That's not shver, because the Rambam says, Beferish, that if it's a one-time thing, that Hashem still does tell Nevi'im. So he told them, go make the mitzvah. It's a two-second thing. Do it one time, and it's done.
That's the universal use of the word Kabbalah by the Divrei Kabbalah by the Rambam.
That's what Rav Shmuel says.
Has him understanding by Kiddushei Kesef?
Kiddushei Kesef, the Rambam calls Divrei Sofer. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. That the Rambam calls like Yud Gimel Midas, right? But Divrei Kabbalah means that the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded the Beis Din to do it. That's how he understands.
So it's like a Rosh Hashanah, it's like Eliyahu Barak.
Just like Hashem can make a Rosh Hashanah, so Hashem can tell him, go make a mitzvah.
And then it's up to the Chachamim.
To make the mitzvah, and I'm doing it because the Chachamim made the mitzvah. Nothing to do with that. Hashem didn't say everyone has to lay Megillah. Hashem just told Mordechai, you go ahead and make Megillah.
So you can construct Hanukkah to be Divrei Kabbalah. You could say that it was
no, not enough.
The first thing is you need a Navi. And then the next thing is you have to be that Hashem told the Navi to do it. If he didn't, he didn't.
The Navi was in the main Megillah.
It was Mordechai and Esther, I guess.
They're counted in the
Nevi'im. Rashi has him in the 48 Nevi'im.
Yeah,
he's a 48. He does. I don't remember.
So why would the Chachamim in their days reject
it? Why isn't that a Navi? Navi Yushayu Chadesh? Why isn't that... It sounds exactly what you're not supposed to. A Navi is not supposed to do. It's Chadesh Mitzvah in the Torah.
No, a Navi can be a Beis Din and make a mitzvah. The Rambam says that Mordechai Esther said, we're making a mitzvah.
Rasha.
That's what you could do. He said, as long as they don't say Hashem made the mitzvah, they say we're making the mitzvah.
So,
that's good. I wrote down the words of the Rambam.
After Esther tied the Kisuna with Darius?
When did the Ribbono Shel Olam say do it?
Yeah.
I think probably by the Kimu V'Kiblu, which was, I guess, at the end.
Before.
was before they even wrote. Oh, well, that's totally
nice. Kisvul Dairas puts you into the Divrei Kabbalah. Otherwise, it won't be Divrei Kabbalah.
Huh?
It won't be Divrei Kabbalah.
Right.
If it's not Kisvul Dairas, right?
Right.
Right.
I'm saying, I would imagine
that. What was it that the brother told him to do? That was in response to Esther?
Or maybe. Even after that, I don't know. Maybe afterwards, even
maybe after.
After they wrote it, then the Rosh Hashanah said, "Tell them that they have to do it." That's what he says. Reberel Soloveitchik said, "The pshat was that the first time I don't know if he means the very first year or somewhere in the beginning." The Rebbe Shlom said, "This year you have to lean Megillah," and it was a mitzvah on everybody, mamish from Hashem, to lean the Megillah that year. And what? Sounds like a Chiddush Nifla, what?
That doesn't sound right. Yeah. It sounds like we can't make the Rambam.
And right, that you're allowed to do, it's Harash Shah again.
No,
one time, the Rambam says, any time it's one time, you could have it. That's Mamash Rebbeil said it. I'll pee that Rambam.
A Navi
can say, Hashem told everyone, do this today. And that's a regular thing that Navi can do. Navi could say, Hashem said, do a shechita on Har Karmel, whatever.
So what does that have to do with us?
So since Hashem said it once, it's a chumrah even later.
What's the nature of Rav Shmuel and
Rav Shmuel said that Hashem told Mordechai, go and make a mitzvah of Megillah. Tell everyone that forever and ever they have to learn Megillah.
Oh, forever.
And forever, ever. Yeah. The whole Hashem is the one that told Mordechai, you have to go and tell Mordechai.
Forever.
Hashem told Mordechai, you have to make the din of Megillah that we have.
If Mordechai didn't hear a word, he has to. It's a suffix daraisa for him. For him, it's a suffix daraisa.
He got it from Hashem. Out. Is that what you mean?
So it's a suffix daraisa.
Yeah, no, but he doesn't have the chiyuv to hear the Megillah. Yeah, the chiyuv, right. He was just told to make the takana. Once he put the takana down, he's yotze goodbye. Then there's no more daraisas anymore. Anyways, according to all these ways, if whatever we just said three possible ways. The way which I thought was the Pashat way, which is the way that Rabbi Aaron Gimber also is saying, that the Pshat is, the Rabbi Shem didn't say any Chiyuvim. Rabbi Shem said that he was maskim to it, and that's why we're more machmer on it. Or you have what Rabbi Shmuel said, that the Pshat is the Rebbe Shem told Mordechai that he has to be Masakin. But the Tekana Lamais is a Drabon. Or if you say Karbel said that one year. All these ways, it's really a plain Pashat of Drabon. Alpi Halachic, it's one Pashat of Drabon. A Drabon with us coming to Shemaim. A Drabon that one year was a Deraisa, or whatever, was a Tzivim in a Shemaim, but not anymore. Or a Drabbanan that Hashem told the person to make the Drabbanan, but it's a Drabbanan.
Only in the Rambam.
This is all in the Rambam. This is all Drachim in the Rambam, exactly.
Rambam's not the only word on this.
Right, yeah, we're mamish getting there. We're getting there,
So, what creates
so according to all that, I think that that's why the Mishnah Brura holds that way, like any of the above. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura never dawned on him to say that since it's Divrei Kabbalah, there's a problem for a regular Drabbanan to do a Divrei Kabbalah. Because the Divrei Kabbalah is a Drabbanan. It's stricter. Stricter doesn't bother us. It's only if it's Chinuch and a Drabbanan. It's two different kinds of Drabbanan. Here it's a regular Drabbanan with a little cream on it. Whatever, right? So they're Machmer, fine. We want you to be Machmer and a Sofik. Gesundheit.
So
but that's all.
That's more than regular Rabbanan.
It's stricter, maybe. They were. Let's say the Prima Gadim says the Rambam holds Sofik L'Chumra by Megillah. The Rambam holds Sofik L'Chumra because it's Divrei Kabbalah.
So for example, the Tzimbus they mentioned in the Nevi'im, but in the Nevi'im, that's the Tzimbus Kabbalah, right?
That's the Divrei Kabbalah.
Some say it's also only the same thing, regular Rabbanan.
So that's also really a Rabbanan. If you look in the Rambam, you're not going to find the word Divrei Kabbalah mentioned in the Rambam anywhere. It doesn't say it. He calls it the Divrei Sefer. It's really the Rabbanan. And then I saw Taka Reb Shmuel himself writes this. I didn't remember that. He says, according to the way I understand it, there's no problem of being Moitzi. And with this, I want to answer something which I saw in two Achrayim. One is the Yisra Noir. You know who that's the Ur Gadol. the Ur Gadol, the God of the Minsker Gadol, the Shver of the Dvar Avram, the Ur Gadol. He has it in back of every Mishnah Zechon Boyas. He has on Mishnahs. He has on the page. They have him on the page and in the back. The shorter things on the page, the bigger things on the back. On the page, he called himself Ur Gadol. And the back is Yisroi Noir, you know, Noch Mer Or. So over there, he says, he knows that there's Achroinim that say that that Megillah is more Chomer because it's Divrei Kabbalah. But he says, all the Rishonim are against them. Why? Because all the Rishonim are bothered that let a Katan lane for a Gadol because a Katan's also Drabban of Chinuch. And they all answer because Chinuch has a trade Drabban. He says, why didn't anyone answer? Because it's Divrei Kabbalah. Elamai, nobody holds of this whole Divrei Kabbalah. But according to what I'm saying, that's not Muchach. They could hold of the Divrei Kabbalah. They hold it's a Chumrah, but it's not a different kind of a Drabbanon. The same thing is very similar. Bitzchak Isaac Chaver. You know, in the back of the Gemara, you're Bitzchak Isaac Chaver. So he has a sefer called Tlas Shmaitza. It's on three big sugyas. Sugyas Chazoka, Sugyas Sofik, and I forgot what the third sugya. And in the sugya of Sofik, he goes into Sofik Divrei Kabbalah. And he brings down all the Mefarshim that are Machmer and Divrei Kabbalah. And he also says, if you're going to say that Divrei Kabbalah is more Chomer, same type of question. Why didn't Tosfos answer that the cotton can't be Mitzvah's father with Megillah because the father is Divrei Kabbalah? So he's Madchik. He says, Tosfos could have said that, but Tosfos already had the answer of Trei Derabanan, so Chodem Itar Tinoka. But I think the answer is this answer, because nobody holds that the fact that it's Divrei Kabbalah makes you a different category. Until the Turei Evan came along. Okay, and the Turei Evan, he said that the Pshat in Megillah is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam commanded us to lane the Megillah. Midpi Adoin Kol HaMaisin Baruch Hu. That's the Lashon he uses. And Memela, it's Karev to Deraisa. And he, Taka, is the one that says that a cotton can't be mitzi. He says that. I mean, you see, the Prima Gadim said it too. The Prima Gadim also said it. That a cotton can't mitzi his father because he's a Rabbanan and he's a Divrei Kabbalah. And Avni Nezer too. But he's like the big one, the first one, maybe. I don't know who's first, the Prima Gadim or the Turi Evan. Not too far apart. That said that it's mamish a different category. Now, according to him, in Achinami, that's a new answer. But the reason why the Mishnah Berura didn't say it is because that far he didn't go. He did not go that far to say that Megillah is a tziv from Hashem. According to Rambam, it's impossible. And so he didn't go that far. Oh, now, the question is, so where did the Turei Evan get this heter to say that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a mitzvah to lane the Megillah? So what I said in the past, and I'll say again, is he got it from the Ramban. And I'll say over the Ramban. The Ramban starts off being machmir on the Ramban. I know that it's special for you. The Ramban's machmir on the Ramban. The Ramban says that every Drabbanan is a problem of Baal Tosif. Not only if they say from Hashem. If the Rabbanan make a chiv or an iser, it's always a problem about Tosfos. If you're not allowed to make any new mitzvahs, it's a fact they're in Bonn, but they're in Bonn and made thousands of them. So how do they do it? So, I mean, the Rambam said, that's fine, as long as you don't say Hashem said it. But according to me, so Ramban answers, because Hashem told them that they have to. So he says, L'moshel, they made Gzeris on Arayis, it's a pasuk, Ushmarti v'sim Ushmarti. They were told to do so. So Memela, that's why it's not an Isser of Baal Tosif. So in other words, there's a machloikis. First, I'm talking about the Ramban L'chumra. The Ramban holds that if there, he says Beferish, if let's say the Ramban will come along one day and say, we're making a mitzvah, there's a new Yom Tif. You have to do this Yom Tif on, right? Yud Shvat, there's a new mitzvah. Make a Yom Tif, the Rav Baal Tosif. If they make anything up, Bada Milibai, a new Chiv, a new Aveira, they're over Baal Tosif. Mamash, the Kenegah the Ram. The Ramam says, no, that's what they're allowed to do that. The only thing they can't do is if they say Hashem made a new mitzvah, then it's Baal Tosif. Now, Zog the Ramban, that's Gufa the Pshat in Purim. He brings down from the Yerushalmi that when Mordechai and Esther came out with the mitzvah of Purim, so the people were saying it's Baal Tosef. You can't do this, right? Now, of course, according to the Rambam, that wouldn't make any sense, because that's the mashal the Rambam used was Purim. He said there's no problem, because they said they made it themselves. But the Ramban says that this is a riot to me, because it says in the Yerushalmi that they were complaining about Baal Tosef. So what did they finally do? They brought a riot from the Torah that there's an inyan of Purim, because it says Ksoiv Zois Zikaron, and we darshan Ksoiv in Torah, Zois in Nevim, and Zikaron in Ksuvim. So they found out that it says it already.
Hanukkah, it's in
oh, so there's a kasha. What, so, he doesn't ask Hanukkah.
He does say that. Ramban.
Yeah, but the Sosuk doesn't help.
Marumas. He has a remes.
Oh, so that's what the Nefesh HaChaim writes, that there's a different remes from, you know, the Ramban in Baal Yischa. That's what he answers. That's what he answers for Hanukkah. For Bikitzer, you need a remes every time. A remes or a befeirish is even better. Oh. So now, here comes the big point. According to the Ramban, L'chayrit should come out of Kula also. That if you do have that remez, then there's no problem that Hashem could come along and say, lane the Megillah, and the Navi will say, Hashem said, lane the Megillah. Because according to the Ramban, just like the same way he's machmer, he's mekel. Because according to the Ramban, it doesn't go, Baal Tosef doesn't get worse or better if the Rabbeinu Shalaylam said it or you made it up. Baal Tosef is only one thing, that you're not allowed to add anything which doesn't have a root in the Torah. I don't care if you make it up or you say Hashem said it, you should do it. You're not allowed to add anything to the Torah which doesn't have a source in the Torah. In order to make muktzah, they got to have a source in the Torah, some Shmarti or whatever it is, something, Arayas, he gives example, anything. And Purim, you can't make up Purim. You need a root in the Torah. But now, that's the Chumrah way. But now, Lekula, if the Torah does say something about Purim, now, the Rabbi Shalom goes and tells Mordechai, tell them, I want them to lay the whole Megillah on Purim. It won't be a Darais, because it's not in the Chumash. Right. But then you could end up exactly with the Turei Evin. You could end up with the Turei Evin, and you won't have any problems from Baal Tosef.
Well, why is it according to the Ramban, for instance, Shkinis LaRayas?
Right.
Why are those Divrei Kabbalah? In other words, every single
because Divrei Kabbalah is when Hashem says the whole thing. If it's Merumas, Mekash Mishmesel Mishmarti, that's not enough. Because that's not the final thing, right? The final, your second cousin or whatever they said, the Rabbanan did that with no Nevuah saying it.
And Kesayv Zayis Tikarim HaSefer is...
That alone also wouldn't have made it Divrei Kabbalah yet. That would have just been a remez. But then the Navi came along and Hashem said, tell them, do the Megillah. So now it became a Divrei Kabbalah. Now, how could you challenge that? I used to say this, I thought like it's mamash for sure the Ramban. Well, I talked to somebody about Riches Gadol about it to try to see if it's really the Ramban or you could say it in the Ramban. And this is what we came up with. Somebody could challenge this and say that the Ramban still never said, it's true, he never did say, that Hashem would say another mitzvah. He never said that. It's true. The Ramban never said that Hashem would say another mitzvah. He just said it wouldn't be Baal Tosef. Okay. The Ramban said, once there's a root in the Torah, it will never become Baal Tosef. Okay, fine. Now, question number two. What does the Ramban hold? Could it possibly be that if you had, let's say, for example, let's take Arayis. So you have Ushmartim and Smishmartim, right? So it says in the Pasuk, they have to make a Shmir on Arayis, right? Came along a Navi one day, and the Navi would say, you know what? Hashem just told me there's a new arise. This is a gzeira. It's because of Ushmartem. Hashem just said your great aunt, your niece, is an arise. Could that feasibly be? So I wouldn't be able to say yes or no. I don't have any source in the Ramban saying no or yes. It's the Nakuda being, according to the Rambam, the Pasuk of Loisaisif says that this will never happen. That is the whole Rambam. Loisaisif says, no added things. Hashem is not adding anything on. According to the Ramban, you lose that Maramakum. Because according to the Ramban, Loisaisif has nothing to do with Hashem saying it. It's that the Chazal can't add anything if there's no root. And here there's a root, because there is Ushmartim and Sim Shmarti. So maybe, though, perhaps the Ramban has another cloud, unknown to me exactly where it says it. This person was claiming maybe it's just the Pasha Pshad in Eila HaMitzvahs, Einav Yirash El Chadish. Maybe the Pasha Pshad is that Hashem won't say another mitzvah, but it's not necessarily true at all. Al Kapani, the Turi Evan. All right, I mean, we know the Torah won't change, but maybe Hashem will say another mitzvah which won't be Torah.
That's Torah changing.
Well, it's not part of the Torah, it's just Navi, it's not. Okay, that is the question. But the Turi Evan, I'm just saying, I believe that the Turi Evan went in the dark and holds it could be. I hear where the person could challenge it that it's not Muchach in the Ramban, not Muchach, but there's no Kasha on him. According to the Ramban, there's no Kasha on him. So that's what his shita is. And according to him, Taka, you can't be Maitzi. And that's really what the Turi Evan said.
According to the Ramban, anything that's Torah based, is a Rambis, becomes difficult. Is it possible to become difficult Kabbalah?
The Ramban says, yes, it definitely could be difficult Kabbalah. What we don't know from the Ramban for certain is the Ramban really going to agree with Turi Evan that the Shayach, that the Ribbono Shel Olam said a mitzvah later on? Or the Ramban would never say that. So I can't guarantee it. I don't know.
No, there's another. I can think of a mitzvah as Torah based for sure, and we only count it as a minug. Minug the Vim, I hope it's a Mizbech on Shad Rabba, that's based on the Nisra.
Right, because there was no Tzivri. They're for sure. And if there was no Tzivri, it won't become Divrei Kabbalah. If there was no Tzivri. Even if it's based on something, right, that's still for sure. They were from the Sakinin. It's a question that could be. Now I'll end off with one more shaila, one big kasha that the Achronim asked on the Turi Evan. Briskarov and Reb Shmuel both asked this kasha. They asked if it's true that really there was a tzivui, mamish mishamayim, to do the Megillah. So how do you learn Daf Beis Amud Aleph? The Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Aleph says, Michti, Yud Dalet and Tesvav are in the Megillah. How in the world did they add more days? V'ha ein bezdin yochol levatal divrei bezdin chaveira elim kein gadol mer b'chachma. It's bishlama if you go like the Rambam that the ones who made it were a bezdin. Mordechai and Esther. So the Gemara is saying, but you're not bigger. Shman, you know. But if you would be bigger, so you can override the smaller bezdin. But if you go like the Turi Evan that Hashem said it, so what are you mixing in with the Bezdins? Michdi ein yochol levatal divrei Hashem. That's the kasha that they both asked.
That the Rebbeinu said to them that they should be Masakin.
So that would be the Rambam. That's one of the ways for the Rambam. But the Turi Evan.
Why can't he also
say? Well, because he said that I'm a chuyah from Hashem.
Yeah, but not in the other details, words, but the, you're also from Hashem.
Okay, so very close. I just want to touch up a little clearer. This is really what you're all getting. I'm just saying it like this. The pshat is, where is the Tzivri Hashem? From the pasuk Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu l'mayla, ma shekiblu l'mata. Meaning that the way that Tzivri was, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, do what they say. Listen to the Bezdin. So the whole Tzivri is, Afazoi feel that there's a Bezdin, you have to listen to the Bezdin. If the Bezdin is overrided, so that's the Bezdin today. So that's how come if they could be, right? That's all what you're saying. It's just saying a certain, that no.
That's exactly Chalamai.
Okay, close. Right, the mitzvah was to listen to the Bezdin. Now I'll just end off with one last nafkamina, which Rav Chaim Oizer says in Shuvas. You see there, the choshish for the Divrei Kabbalah part of it. He said, what's the din if you send Shalach Manas with a shliach? And you don't know, he never got back from him. Can you be soimich that he did the mitzvah for you? Or the same thing, I'm sure, would be Matan Slav Yainim. Just gave an example. Zok there, it's Tali in this shaila. Because if you go pashit that it's a derabbanan, then the klal is on derabbanan's chazaka shlichus shlichusay. But if you're chayshish for the turiyevin, he says, then it's divrei kabbalah, and divrei kabbalah is like a deraisa. But deraisas we're not seimecha on chazaka shliach haisah shlichusay. So he says, so then you shouldn't be seimecha that the shliach did it if you didn't hear back from him.
What about the
Yilla? Oh, the Rabbi Kiveger. Yeah. Now, okay, Rabbi Kiveger wanted to say to answer the pri chadash. The pri chadash had a kasha. Why do ladies have to do shalachmanis? But it says in the Megillah, ish l'reyeu, and we usually say ish v'loyisha. So Rabbi Kiveger answers in Chelek Dalid, that's why it's printed nowadays, that he says the answer would be like the Turei Evin, because the Turei Evin said that the Divrei Kabbalah is the Megillah, and when it says in the Gemara that ladies have to do the mitzvahs because of Afheno Yubusenes, that was post-Megillah, that was the Rabbana. So that's the answer. Taka, in the times of the Megillah, they didn't have it. Afheno Yibidus Anes when Mordechai's days. So then Taka, only the men used to do Pshalach Manis, because it was his man grama, and ladies Taka didn't do it. So Memela, it said Ish L'Re'eu. But then, Turi Evin said later on, somewhere between Megillah and Rabbi Shua ben Levi's days, they made a takana that ladies should do everything else, Afheno Yibidus Anes. So then, just like they said they should hear the Megillah, they also said they should do Shalach Manis, Afheno Yibidus Anes. So in a Chanami, that's Rabbi Kivega's teretz for the Pri Chodesh. They're Chayiv Drabbanan, and ladies and men are Chayiv in Shalach Manis, Medivri Kabbalah.
So, Megillah should be the same thing?
Yes, Turi Evin says that. He says that. Ladies are derabanan.
Has a suffix if she missed.
Oh, very good.
According,
right, and that's his reason why he holds ladies shouldn't be to a man because of that. And right, and if a lady has a suffix if she missed the word, it should come out lakula. Very good. Yeah, that's true. I just want to say one question. I don't know, shot in this. I haven't, maybe. I saw an unbelievable thing. There's a tshuva from the Chavos Yoyar about Divrei Kabbalah. Simon Tester just saw this today. And he's writing a whole thing, and he says, I don't hold that Megillah can be Divrei Kabbalah because he has his own thing. Ksuvim is not part of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, which there's a Ram to base that on. But then he writes, but even if I agree with you that Divrei Kabbalah, if that Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, maximum Shalach Manis, Simcha, and Matanis Lev Yainim. But Mikra and Megillah, never. Wow. And he has no explanation. That's, he just writes it.
That's a good shear for next
Monday. Yeah, so why? What does he mean? Wow. It sounds, the only, Baal Batish, it sounds like it means because if you read in the words, you can't see the word straight out to read the Megillah. It doesn't, like, the Gemara says, but Chazal say that that's what it means, and he's Karim Benassim, but since then, I don't know. Chiddush Gadol. Okay, Afrei Lechem Purim.
Afrei Lechem Purim. Letting that be a shear for
a shliach, why not? You don't have to be
a shliach.
You have to be a kabbalah. Okay, but you have to be on your left.